Matt, Mike, and Kristen.
It's the Matt, Mike, and Kristen Show.
Is there supposed to be applause there?
No.
This is Mike from Matt, Mike, and Kristen saying, go fuck yourself.
Matt. For those of you who were Matt wondering the there, that was the coochie snorcher coming back and they were talking about Okay, so...
All right, that was our wacky moment.
We're back. Yeah, yeah, right. Our one wacky moment, yep. Sure. We're back and I'm going to be telling you the infamous whale joke. Now, they told me the shitty version of it and I just have
We told you the version of it.
Yeah,
you
that's all
gave me the premise
and
I'm
going to
expand
of.
On it a little bit. So there's this whale walking down the street, right? And he sees this bar and it's like a whale bar and he's like, ah, I'm really thirsty because fish get thirsty. Have you ever wondered about that? It's true. They do. So he's like, oh, I could really go for a drink. So he kind of, you know, and because it's a whale, he's, you know, he's like walking like kind of like that.
You can't see it out there, but Matt just impersonated
if,
a whale walking.
If Matt was if Matt had a mermaid costume on and was trying to walk, that's kind of what you look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, so
you
he's, you know, he's walking. Oh, I'm really thirsty. I think I'm gonna go into this whale bar. And so he pushes open the door with his big lips.
I'm glad
you know,
that
whales have big lips.
You
of, like,
and I,
the
neither you or
stuff.
I, told it and, this in the yeah. last segment because I think Jesus. That he's gonna blow this out of the water.
Oh,
bazing.
Yeah. So he pushes open the door and he swims in and the bartender's like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, oh, dude, I'm really thirsty. Huh? And he's like, oh, that's good. And he sees this other whale and, you know, he's sitting down over at the bar and he looks kind of down over at the end. So he kind of walks over to him and he sits down on the bar and he orders a drink. The bartender says, okay. And then, you know, he gets the that was the glass sliding on the bar down to him. But, of course, it's underwater, so it would be kind of slow-mo. It would be like... Never mind. So you got to get the vision. Imagination. You guys got to use your imagination on this one.
Still not funny.
We really don't because he's painting the picture.
Yeah, see? So there it is. So there are these two whales sitting at the bar together now. And one turns to the other and he says, why are you so glum? What's the matter? And the one whale turns up and looks at him and he says,
we get the point, bro. So, is that the punchline?
And the first whale looks at him and says, I don't get it. She thought it was funny. Come on.
That's even funny. Better than the first time I
see,
heard
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think the original is pretty funny.
Anyway.
Anywho.
You went to a passion party recently, Kristen.
Yeah, I did.
Explain this to me.
What's a passion party?
Yeah, because we had no idea. What is this?
A passion party is where a bunch of, usually women, sometimes couples, I guess, get together and there is like
make
a
out?
No.
Fuck?
No.
They call those orgies.
If you let me finish the sentence, you would know why it's called a passion party, not an orgy.
Ooh. I'm intrigued. Go on.
Sorry. Okay, so...
You got a sperm whale hanging out over here.
There's, you know, a person that throws the party, and she invites all her friends, and then there's a third party who is, like, a private salesperson, and she has sex toys for sale, and she comes to the party with a supply of sex toys and demonstrates them.
Demonstrates them, really?
Well, not really demonstrates, like, not on herself. She'll just turn things on and, you know, you can feel it, like, feel
you
what it feels
feel
like.
Feel it?
Yeah. But how do you know it's going to do the right, you know?
You don't get to, like, go in the bathroom and try out the merch?
Because as a woman who's been experimenting with things like that for a long time, I know what it takes.
I don't think I'd want to actually try out
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
Probably not a good idea. Yeah. You know,
well,
I'm
not if other people that used them, but I mean, you know, if they were new, you know,
yeah.
You'd go through a lot of product doing that if that were the case. You never use the same thing
I don't
twice.
Think about that stuff in my world.
Well, that's sure why don't. You're not a salesman.
I just want to see a dildo show.
So anyways, yeah. So it was this huge, like, extravagant thing. I went there with, I was there with work people. Like, it was my boss who was throwing the party.
Okay.
And it was so much fun. Just, like, all these ladies cutting loose. Because you can't be shy at one of these parties. Like, people who are shy are not going to go to these parties. The people who go to these parties are okay with this stuff, okay with talking about it.
They're probably the people who listen to this show.
Listening right now.
Yeah, and so it's just this huge, like, just this fiesta of toys. And and so I got to see a lot of new things. There was drinking involved, and, yeah, lots of vibrators.
Snoochie Corchers. Coochie
snorchers.
Snoochie Corchers.
It's all Bass Ackwards over here.
Let's strike that reverse.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I got to see a lot of new stuff that I had never seen before. Or not, there wasn't a lot of new stuff, but it was a lot of stuff that, like, I've either been thinking about getting.
Of.
Yeah, but I never really realized the value of it. And
right.
So what did you end up getting?
Real quick, but before we even get there, what kind of stuff are we talking about?
There was a lot. Like, we started off the party with like lotions and stuff, and like all of these lotions were infused with
Jizz?
Pheromones. No, not that word. Pheromones. So it
jizz has pheromones in it.
I'm sure it does. But it wasn't jizz.
Okay, that's fine.
So
pheromones.
It was all these, like, it had a fragrance, but then it had pheromones on top of it that was supposed to work with your body chemicals and turn men on. So there was lotions and body washes.
I've
and
seen
stuff
ad
like that.
After ad in, like, you know, men's magazines, Maxim and shit like that, like towards the back for, like, cologne that has pheromones in it. And we did clinical trials where we went to a dentist's
office. Everything.
No, not to attract men, to attract the ladies.
Oh.
Where they do a clinical trial in a dentist's office where they'd spray a chair with this stuff and count how many women went and sat in the chair, and there were women fighting over trying to sit in. And I'm just kind of thinking, this has got to be bullshit.
Like,
come on.
Yes. I mean, like, I really don't know about pheromones or anything like that. But I've heard from people it works, but I've never taken stock in it, and I wouldn't buy any of that stuff personally. So.
If you ever do, you should wear some over here sometime and see if Mike and I start getting all crazy.
No, that's okay.
You know
Thanks.
What? If you are a girl, though, and you want to, like,
appreciate it.
Catch the that's attention not. Of some young stud.
Run around with your clothes
All
off.
You got to do is, take your shirt off.
Yeah,
don't
we don't really need all of
special
that.
Special cologne. Just go up and
pomp and circumstance.
Show your boobies.
But yeah, so there's all kinds of lotions and things to apply to the body to make the sexual experience more fun.
And did you apply any of these?
Yes, I did. Yeah,
ooh,
I tried
really?
Them.
On site? Or you bought it in later?
No, I applied
you
it on site.
You were able to sample them and
yeah,
and
like,
everything.
Well, yeah, for the stuff, like, she had, like, the, like, popsicle sticks that we could, you know, use get samples of.
Oh,
so it was like there was no touching of it involved.
They didn't have
this
like
is starting to sound real kinky.
They didn't have a whole bunch of the lotion frozen into popsicles that you could insert in the appropriate place.
She's not.
You guys
laughing.
Have to see. Don't move. I gotta get a picture of Kristen's face right now.
You better hurry because this is a talk show, and if I don't talk, this isn't gonna be entertaining.
Mike's joking. That's. Oh God!
Mike just fell over in his chair and knocked his mic stand over.
Mike's losing it.
Are you okay?
I just knocked something loose. Hold on. All right, there we go.
Did you fart?
Don't worry about it.
You disgusting motherfucker. I'm downwind of you.
Well, the fall knocked some of my, you know.
So hold it in. Jesus.
We're all friends here. I've got nothing to hide.
Speaking
oh,
of that, when the party, right before, like when the party was just getting started and we were in a circle around this woman who was presenting all this stuff, I was sitting next to my friend and we had all been drinking a little bit and we were all like starting to get giggly because of all this stuff we were talking about.
Yeah.
And then the person on the other side of her said something funny to her and she started laughing hysterically and just let out this big fart. in the middle of the circle, just let loose.
That's awesome.
It was perfect.
That's hot.
It was awesome.
Air.
So Wind. Anyways.
Blowing.
So then they moved into the more like helper, like kind of aids, but there's still things that apply to your body.
Still not substitutes.
No.
Okay.
Like there was this numbing cream. It was flavored like strawberries or flavored like there was a strawberry flavor and an orange flavor, and it was something that you would put in the back of your throat.
Really?
To numb your gag reflex. If any of you girls have a problem with your gag reflex out there, this stuff is pretty cool.
Did you try this stuff?
Well, yeah, I did. I put it on the back of my throat, and then I kind of stuck the popsicle stick that it was on like kind of back further, and it helps. It really does. Yeah, it was pretty fantastic stuff.
Really?
Okay,
yeah.
So I got to explain this over there to Mike. This is so you can fit more cock down your throat, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
So, and then there was things like that would make... your nipples tingle and things like that.
Don't touch
my
nips.
And there was this stuff that you were supposed to apply to either the female or the male genitalia to make it more arousing experience.
I've got something that you and I need to fucking, we need to do.
You and I aren't trying anything.
Yeah.
No.
This is a bad topic to go there.
Wow, that just sounded really bad.
Yes, it did.
We need to make a product. That's where I was going with this. Called the something about the Coochie Snorcher and
Coochie Snorcher cream?
Yeah.
What would it do?
It needs to get it to vibrate.
The coochie to vibrate?
I don't know, but I like the sound of it. That's awesome.
I got nothing.
Whatever. Okay.
No, it's all right, that's right. Be careful of the tingling stuff, because my wife and I have some of this tingling stuff, and we've tried it once. Mm-hmm. And if you can imagine having sex with Tiger Balm,
oh,
well, that's what it feels like.
Now,
it starts burning like crazy.
Oh my
now,
God.
You do, now, there are clubs like the Gold Rush Club where you put Gold Bond down in between your ball sack and the rectum.
It's called the taint.
The taint. Well, it's called a number of things. But, okay, we'll call it the taint.
Perineum.
Yeah. The gooch.
The taint is good.
Taint.
There's a club
anyway,
where
yeah,
you put...
Oh, yeah. And you go with challenges. You try and do Icy Hot and Bengay and all sorts of stuff. Never done it, but there are. I mean, it's kind of like a rite of
you
package
fucking
for
liar.
Some guys.
How do you know? Have you ever heard about this?
No.
I've heard about the Polar Bear Club of swimming in the wintertime, but the Bengay Club where you go
it's
and you put
Gold
stuff
Rush.
On the gooch?
The Gold Rush Club? Interesting.
All right, come on, listeners. Email and support me. I know some of you out there are in the Gold Rush Club. I know it.
And let Mike know where he can sign
anyway,
up.
Anyway, already a member.
It comes out. I knew it. I called you on it.
Do you just try it out at home in like the privacy
no. Anyway,
of your own bedroom
point,
and you pretend like you're part of the club? I'm one of them too.
Maybe now I can be cool.
No, it's because guys have gone to the hospital because they put too much Icy Hot on their balls.
Any amount of Icy Hot is too much Icy Hot on your balls.
I agree.
Jamie and I used this tingly stuff, and it was great for the first 30 seconds. And then it started burning like crazy.
Oh,
and we were like, and you're like oh, God. We had to get towel, wet washcloths, and try to get it off. And it just
Jesus.
Was terrible.
Yeah,
so
that
watch
sounds
out for
nightmarish.
That shit. So... All right, so you had the numbing stuff, and you mm-hmm. had the
yeah. We tried all that stuff there, and then they kind of moved on to more of the toy area of it.
Do we have any music, Matt?
Yeah. Hold on.
All right.
Right there.
Okay. Vibrators galore, of course. Like there
what kind of shapes and did they have like dolphin vibrators?
Because they have the double vibrator. Like most of the vibrators were shaped as penises, but then they'll have a clit attachment that is in the shape of an animal of some sort,
right.
Like a dolphin or a hummingbird or a butterfly. I don't get that.
I
just
I don't either.
What is that?
The hummingbird. He can't get enough.
But yeah, so there was a lot of stuff like that. The simple to the extravagant. There was one vibrator. It was called the Pharaoh's Secret.
The Pharaoh's Secret?
It was like...
Sounds pretty cute.
On the actual like cock area, there was a sarcophagus. Like a laid out, like a tomb. It looked like a tomb, a sarcophagus from ancient Egypt.
Okay.
And then like the clit area was like a lion's head. And then there was an anal plug area too. All vibrator.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That thing. That sounds hardcore.
Yeah. I was like, who thought of that?
Would you have to take out like a second mortgage on your house to be able
no,
to buy
it really
one of these?
No, it really wasn't that expensive, honestly, for it.
How much were most of these? I don't know. I don't go to the sex shop and buy dildos all the time. I'm
you
not
can
really
get
sure.
it. You can get a cheaper one
like,
for
are they 30
probably
bucks, 90 bucks, 150 bucks.
If you let me finish.
Okay.
they probably start around 25 for a cheap one. Like right. That's a very basic like you can get
brand name type.
You
shit.
Can get a really cheap vibrator if you just get a long bullet looking thing with yeah. no bells and whistles whatsoever. You can get it for $10. Yeah. But if you want anything that
personal
looks
massager.
Like in the shape of a penis or anything that's kind of that's nice in any way, you're probably going to start around 25, and that's just for the basic right on. Like one prong. Vibrator.
One prong. Now, if you want like a defined head on it, it goes a little up. If yeah. you want veins, it goes a little up from there. Yeah. If you want balls attached to it, so you get that feeling, it's, it goes up from there.
And size, and you get clit attachments, anal attachments.
So do they have size? Like I'm a size Fag 8.
No, they measured in inches.
I'm looking
too.
For. So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's like there was a 9.
That's the job that I want.
Yeah, I want to be
what size
taken.
Are you? Let's take.
I want to take
out
measurements
quick
at the porn shop.
There was a 9.5-inch vibrator there for sale. It was pretty impressive.
Those are the ones that I've like.
It was called the Tropicana because it was pink.
They've got. I've seen some of these.
They've
things
got
in the
anal
stores
plugs
where
that
they
look
have,
like lava lamps and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, yeah, and they have like kickstands.
Yeah.
And they take a car battery yeah. attachment with two wires that
speakers,
you know.
Speakers. They play music.
They have a little slot for a picture for you to slide in so you can look at something as it's going on.
Shouldn't, yeah, they'll have mini SD card slots on right, them and you can download porn and then watch it as you're masturbating on your dildo. That's awesome.
But yeah, so like they can get up to like $100 or more even. Like
crazy.
Most of these are around like $40 to $50 like,
okay.
in general.
So yeah. Enlighten us. What did you buy?
Well.
See how she
the
goes.
The knowing
yeah.
laugh.
Yeah.
So I bought a G-spot finder.
That sounds a lot like a
I don't
penis
remember what it was
me.
Called exactly.
I'm sorry. Is this like a stud finder like you'd have at like Home Depot? You know, one of those things. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
And you're like, there it is.
There's a stud.
Does it have a laser leveler on it as well?
It does, actually. Yeah. No, it's in the shape. It's in the shape of a like a dentist's mirror. It's like a long wand with like a curved attachment that's round, and it vibrates. And you know use it to kind of scan the area up and in front. You know, you guys know
so
where the G
like
spot
a one
is, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Is this like a one-time thing where you find it and then you're like, okay, cool, I know where it is.
No.
This is
it's
just,
a vibrator.
It's just called that because
yeah.
it's very easy to
for
hit.
For those
yeah,
of you guys who don't know where the G-spot is, I got the map right here.
Yeah.
You go in and up, and then you got to go to the front.
Yeah.
Good,
in,
good call,
up.
Matt. Yeah, thanks. And to the front. Yeah.
And to the front.
And to the front.
So, no.
Like you're saying, come here with,
come
your,
hither.
With your index finger.
That's right. That's
come
right.
Hither.
This
thought I'd throw that out.
Yeah. So anyways, no, because like if you stimulate the G-spot while also stimulating the clitoris, it makes the orgasm much,
then
much more intense.
That's why you got the, never mind.
Oh.
The motion.
Yeah. So that's.
Show me that again.
What I got there.
Don't move.
Oh, God. This is disturbing. You guys will all be able to see this on our MySpace account.
No. Don't move, Mike. Don't move.
All right, there we go.
he's got his little finger spot on, too. It looks so crazy. Total dirty bastard face. So you got a G-spot finder.
Yeah, I got a love wand. This is for anal play, guys.
Ooh. Yeah.
Magical.
Yeah. It's like beads, but I mean, it's beads, but it's literally like the beads are interconnected to make the wand, and they're like they gradually get bigger.
And it's right. And it's stiff. It's not
stiff.
Like anal
yeah.
beads that,
yeah.
that
no.
like
yeah. It's a
pliable.
Stiff wand that, you know, and it's got a curve, and
that's
yeah,
cool.
you
yeah.
can.
Okay.
You can go to town with that.
All right.
And
I'd probably stay in my house with that, but
Kristen's into stuff like that.
She might be. I didn't know about that.
What else did I get? Oh yes, it was a pineapple shaped cock ring.
Sounds fruity, if you ask me.
buzzy. wait, a pineapple shaped cock ring.
Well, okay,
because cock rings are like one of the greatest inventions.
Oh yeah, no, I love
like,
them.
Like yeah, they are the shit.
I love them. I've never used one like this though before.
Yeah, what?
Because normally the cock rings I use are ones that have like vibrating attachments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one is it's a sheath almost that you put around the penis. And it's in the shape, it's like, it's rubber, but it's that sticky rubber, you know, that sex rubber?
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. And
I
it's
think
in
you need to draw it for it.
It's in the shape of a pineapple, so you have like a bulbous area to make the area more
bulbous.
Thicker, and then you have the area with the leaves, so there's like
okay.
like friction going
yeah.
on with the inside of the vagina. So it's like a cock ring that actually stimulates the inside of the vagina rather than the clit.
Rather than
really?
Just the
yeah.
clit. Okay,
yeah.
That sounds cool.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Oh, no, it's really cool. And it's the first time, like, I'd never really thought about doing something like that because all the
yeah.
cock rings I'd used before.
Vibrating external stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. Did you get any of the anti-gagging cream?
No, I didn't.
That's
a really
dude,
bad picture.
You need to scan that, and we need to put
let me see
our MySpace.
let me see this.
It looks like a dirty cock. With,
give me that.
With some
it's
hair
pretty terrible.
On it or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm drawing on my lap, for God's sakes. I'm sorry, I can't draw it. So,
it's
anyways.
Just,
yeah.
Okay, so that was the third thing I got. And
you
then,
got more?
Yeah, I got one more thing.
How much money did you spend?
Seriously,
I spent around $100.
Holy shit, on sex toys? That's awesome. Christian, you are fucking, you're going to be fucking later. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good
true.
Value. It's worth the money. Like, honestly, this kind of stuff is stuff you'll always go back to.
Yeah.
It's worth it. It's worth the purchase. Honestly, I've done it.
So what was the last thing you got?
Okay, the last thing I got was a present from my boyfriend.
Yeah.
A present
yeah.
from or for?
For him.
For, oh.
Yeah, it was just, it's really, like, it'll help me.
Uh-huh.
You know, less work for me.
Uh-huh.
But it's something he can use when I'm not there. I got him a pocket pussy.
Nice.
Yeah, out of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a thick.
Matt's passing. Yeah.
we'll post the picture of Kristen's pineapple drawing here a little bit later.
I'm sorry, I can't draw on my lap.
No, it's fine. So
it's
you got
terrible.
Him a pocket pussy?
Yeah, it's like it's.
I've got a story.
About 6 inches long, and it has an opening on both sides, and I got to feel the inside, what it feels like with and without lube. And I got to try it out on one of the dildos there at the party. And it's really cool. I mean, it's just...
Nice.
So, I've never
masturbatory.
Yeah. But I've never, like, seen an actual pocket pussy up close.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, what... It has two hole. It has a hole on the end? Like, how do you clean it? Like, after the
you
dude...
can this one you can turn inside out. And you can clean it.
Really?
Just with soap and water, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And you
that's
turn
just,
it right back.
That's just strange.
Yeah.
And then you can use lubrication as well?
Yeah. No, you have to. Yeah. Because it's that same sticky sex rubber
right.
that
oh,
you
okay.
use. So you have to use it. But with the lubrication, it has
it
the feel of
feels
a real...
feels like flesh.
Yeah, it does. Huh. So it's something you can use it as like an aid in sex, or you can use it on your own.
So Christian, fucking whack
go
away,
to
man.
It, man. Go to it.
Yep. So... Do I have the luckiest boyfriend ever, or
yes,
do I have the luckiest
do.
Boyfriend?
Yeah, you do. Absolutely. Right on.
Cheers to Christian.
Broadcasting from Reno right into your internet.
I want to die. Check us out.
www.mattmikeandkristen.podomatic.com.